everyone! Welcome to 外資系裏技英語。今週も外資系裏技英語を聞いてくださってありがとうございます。どうも石井てるみです。そして、
Hello everyone, this is BJ Fox.
BJ Fox. BJ.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Do you know what, Telemi? I'm a little bit embarrassed today.
どうしたの BJ?
Like, do you remember we did a while ago an episode on Made in Japan English, 和製英語?
和製英語エピソードやりましたよ。
And we also did an episode on abbreviations and acronyms.
うん、省略語とか頭文字?
Well,
アルファベットの言葉ね。うん、やりました。 What happened?What's embarrassing?
Well, it seems like there are so many.
And いっぱいいるからね。
A couple of people tweeted us on SNS,、
うん、
or as I like to call it correctly, social media.
そうね、SNS もね、あの和製英語でしたからね。
And it, we missed out a couple of very popular ones.
あらま、よく使うやつを紹介しなかった。まあそれはもうキリがないとも思うけどね。
I know, but one of them is what possibly for me the one I use most incorrectly. I use this word in my normal English now.
あらま、もう今和製英語だけども BJ も英語喋ってる時に使っている言葉があると。What is that?
NG.
NG. はいはいはい。NG って英語で使わない普通に。え、和製英語なのこれ。
100% 和製英語 NG and the other one I realize I also use mainly amongst my foreign friends here、
uh-huh.
and it's a good phrase KY
KY って空気読めないの KY
Yeah
OK それを何 KY やらないのかっていう問い合わせが来たの
Not 問い合わせ just saying what about KY and I was like oh that's a really good one because I use it all the time
でもほらまあ、まあ使うけど、でも KY はさ、it's not...
No, it's not 和製英語、it's just...
It's Japanese.
Yeah.
そう。But... だって英語の頭文字でもないもんね。It's 頭文字 for ひらがな。
Yeah.
Like 日本語、yeah.
It's a whole new breed. It's a 和製英語省略語。
和製英語省略語。
かな。But the reason I want to bring these up today is I love these words.
Okay.
You know, like, remember...
These are negative words and you love them. Okay.
I love them because they're precise, they're direct. Like, to say these in English, you need to say lots of other words.
なるほどね。なかなか英語にない表現なんだ。Mm. それは NG だよ。Today, I'm, like, my schedule is NG とか、he's KY とか、英語だとなかなか回りくどくなっちゃうんだ。
Yeah. And okay. remember, like, I tried to start a 運動, a movement...To bring in plus alpha.
Yeah, plus alpha.、Mm.
I think these should be in the same movement.
Okay.
We're going to look at these phrases and understand how we can maybe use them a little bit better in English and what you can or can't say.
Okay.
I think NG is a word that you hear all the time in 外資系。
それは NG です。その日 NG です。
Mm.
Like when you give your schedule.
Yeah.
I'm not available on that day.
Yeah, or I checked the plan with the client. What happened? NG.
I see.
I actually used this phrase very recently and it did not communicate whatsoever.
BJ, did you check with the US team on the new plan?
Oh yeah, yeah, I did, yeah.
And?
And it's an NG.
It's a what?
Oh, sorry, it's an NG? No, they didn't like the idea.
Well, just say that then.
Sorry.
じゃあそう言ってよって言ってるじゃん、ルーベン。
What I think's funny is when I use it in English.
Yes.
And I say, it's an NG. I actually use like correct grammar as well.
だからあの母音で始まる言葉はね、あではなく、あんから始まりますからね、アンアポみたいな。
Yeah.
あの、like SOS?
Yeah.
You know the sign.
Yeah.
An SOS.
そうそうそう。So it's like,、うん it's such a natural phrase to me now.
So you answer, it's an NG.
NG.
へぇ、そうやって言うんだ、BJ。
But I don't think it does work in English.
So what should we say?
Well, that's why I like this phrase, becauseNG is like a really short phrase, but when you put it into English, like for example, in that previous conversation,、mm-hmm. I had to say something long, like, well, they didn't like the idea.、
Mm-hmm. 直訳するとそのアイディアはその今回のプランは疲れなかったみたいな。
Yeah. Like, you can make it shorter and then say something very direct, like they said no or they weren't into it.
Or like they didn't like it.
They didn't like it. But every time it's a different phrase. It's not like nice and easy to learn.
Yeah,
like
all
NG.
Very different phrases. When I was at a consulting company.
Yeah. 無名な。
クライアントさんが、そうそう、クライアントさんがね、That's a no-go って、E メールで使ってたことがあった。
Yeah. Okay, that's actually what I would tell our listeners, is that if you want a good phrase,、mm-hmm. the phrase is, it's a no-go.
うん。それは OK。
That's OK. That's a perfect phrase.
それは英語 ?It's a no-go って言うの英語で。
Yeah, yeah.
あ、言うんだ。It's a no-go。でも、It's an NG は言わない。
言わない。
言わないんだ。でも、私最初、no-go って何かと思ったもんね、逆に。I didn't really know the meaning、yeah. of no-go. No-go means, okay.
But NG, by the way, doesn't come from the word no-go.
あ、そうなんだ。
No, NG, I looked this up actually,、mm-hmm. comes from the phrase not good.
Not good から来てんだね。Well, it's similar anyway.
Yeah, but you can't say, what did the client think of the plan? Not good. Because、mm-hmm. That's not very natural, but you could say, it's a no-go.
It's a no-go.
It's a no-go. So you put the, what do you call it, the article, the kanji there as well. It's a no-go.
なるほど。あんじゃなくてここは A になるんですね。
Yeah, that's true.
It's a no-go.
It's an NG.
It's a no-go.
And let's just do a little bit of practice on this.
Okay.
It's a no-go phrase. So, Terumi.
Yes.
We want to release Gaishike Urowaza Eigo line stamps. Is this okay with your manager?
I spoke to my agency and it's a no-go.
That was perfect. It's a no-go. It's a no-go.
It's a no-go.
Why? I want to do the stamps, Terumi.
Well, it was a no-go. So it was a no-go.
I think, obviously, when you say it's a no-go,、
mm-hmm.
I don't think you need to act too much. But, you know, obviously you're giving disappointing news.
そうね。
It's a no-go.、
Mm.
And another thing I like about the phrase, a no-go, はい、はい、when you use it, you kind of use it without having to give any more explanation.
Oh, もう説明いらず。You don't need to explain anymore.
Yeah, like if you said, I spoke to my agency and they said no, or I spoke to the client and they weren't into the idea, you kind of open up the conversation for another question.
Aha, 会話が続いちゃいそうなんだよね。No go って言っちゃったらもうパッと終わる。
Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, okay.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, fine, okay. NG, no go.
そこでパッと終わらせることができるのが、it's a no go.、Okay.
So my tip for all our listeners is if you feel you're going to say NG、
mm-hmm.
to a foreigner、mm-hmm. on a conference call, stop yourself and change it's an NG into it's a no go.
It's an NG ではなく it's a no go.
Okay, from no-go, let's go to KY. So, KY isn't really a business phrase.
そうですよ。KY はビジネス用語ではないよね。KY ってあの KY のことでいいんだよね。
Yeah.
It's 空気読めないの KY。
空気を読めない。Is it 空気を読めない or 空気が読めない？
空気をですね。
空気を。空気が。
But guys, okay.
Okay. But I think it's important because in business, whether it's 外資系 or dome, not being KY is very important.
KY じゃないことは、そうね。That's 空気を読めないのが KY だから、KY じゃないことは大事。Yes, yes. 空気を読むことは大事。
Isn't it confusing for Japanese people? Because 空気を読めない、or 空気を読める、they're both the same.
They're both KY.
How do you know it's negative?
Well, もう確かにね、空気読め、彼空気読めるよ、もう KY だけど、まあ頭文字を取ればね、but like もう 100% like KY って言ったら空気読めない。
Yeah. Okay.
Started from 空気読めない。
Who started this? Daigo?
Daigo さんでも、Daigo さんより前にあったかもしれない。I'm not sure.
If you say KY to a foreigner, especially maybe a British person, what do you think they think of?
It's an initial of someone? No. King someone?
No, it's not an initial. It's a brand.
何のブランド? Do I know that brand?
I don't know. Is it famous in Japan?
I don't know. I don't think I know.
Okay. It's a lubrication jelly. KY jelly.
Lubrication?
Yeah.
What?
Oh, no, but the lubrication. You know lubrication no. is junkatsu.
Ah, 知らないその言葉. Lubrication?
Lubrication. Often it's used in... sometimes if you want like two metal parts...Mm-hmm. to move together nicely, you put like some jelly.
Okay. Do
you know Vaseline?
Vaseline, うん。
It's like Vaseline. It's okay. like a different brand of Vaseline.
ああ、そうなんだ。
But there's another brand called KY Jelly.
へえ、KY Jelly って言うんだ。
And it's used kind of for 夜の遊び。でも、使う。
はいはい、夜の。あ、OK, OK, OK.
So all the more
大人が使うもののブランドの名前なんだね。
Yeah, so、okay. all the more reason that when you're talking to foreigners,、mm-hmm. don't use the word KY.
そうですね。これは使ったら大変なことになっちゃうよ。
Yeah, one, they won't understand, and two, they might take it in a different direction.
勘違いされちゃいますからね。気をつけてください。
But even though I'm saying don't use it, sometimes, and recently I actually did, used KY in a sentence.
Okay, what's next?
I just want to talk about that last email from corporate. It was bad for the team's morale.
Yeah, the CMO was not happy.
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy, but can I say a little KY?
K what?
KY? Kuki ga yomena? It's like he didn't understand what we were trying to say. He couldn't read the room or grasp the nuance of the situation.
I see. So it's like using Japanese acronyms like KY to a non-Japanese speaker?
What do you mean, Ruben? Oh.
From now on, please keep in mind that I don't speak Japanese.
I actually think, yeah, using the word KY to a non-Japanese person is a little bit KY.
Yeah, that itself was KY. So, yeah.
In that example, the way BJ translated KY was reading the situation.
Reading the situation. Is that in English?
Yeah.
You say that.
Yeah, reading
the situation. Reading the situation.
So it's interesting, the word yomu, read, stays
the same. That's the same, ね。一緒だね。
But you can't use the word air.
Read the air は言わない。
Yeah, I think did this not come up in our interview with...
Yeah, Shu, Matsuo Posto-san. I think he said read between the lines.
Read between the lines. Mm. Read between the lines. And there's a number of phrases. You might say reading people.
Reading people. へえ、そんなこと言うんだね。
So if someone is a little bit KY,、mm. you might say he's not very good at
reading people.
Or not very good at reading the situation or the vibe.
He's not good at reading...The vibe.
Yeah.
Hey.
And I think another important phrase, especially in Gaishike, is the phrase reading the room.
Read the room. Room means heya or yohaku, empty place or...
If anything in this situation, it means the people in the room.
The people in the room. Read the room. Hey, じゃあ部屋の空気.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same as reading the air.
Yeah. Specifically if there's more than one person.
Mm-hmm.
We actually use this a lot in comedy as well. Where you might say, well, the performer didn't read the room. Like, for example, let's imagine there's an audience and it's lots of young people.
Audience に若い人がいっぱいいて。
And you stand up on the stage and you tell a joke about...The film Blade Runner or like something from the 80s. You would say that comedian didn't read the room.
ああ、あの芸人は空気読んでなかった。まあ、read the room しなかったって、そんな時にも使うんだ。
And I think also in Gaishike, it's important when you're giving presentations to read the room.
ほう。プレゼンをして read the room.
Yeah, like for example, if you're giving a long presentation and everyone's looking at their watch, that means 空気を読んで be quicker.
雰囲気, like atmosphere?
Yeah.
You have to feel the atmosphere, like people's feelings.
Yeah, but you would say read the vibe.
Read the vibe, right. して。ああ、そうなんだ。
Or like I've had a couple of examples of presentations where all the person you're presenting to just cares about the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to see the results, and everyone and the presenters giving all the background,
mm-hmm.
and the audience is getting impatient. So mm-hmm. what you have to do in that situation is read the room.
Read the room. もうみんな説明にイライラしてるなとかそういった雰囲気を感じる。Maybe I'm speaking too long, then I have to read the room.
Yes. Okay, well, let's practice this in a real situation.
Okay.
Terumi.
Yes.
You know that friend you introduced me to the other day?
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was a little bit rude. He just kept on talking about himself.
Oh, BJ, he isn't rude. He's just not very good at reading people.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just not good at reading the vibe.
Very good, very good. There's another phrase we could use here, which is maybe a little bit positive, because when you say he's not very good at,
mm-hmm.
Obviously that is a negative phrase. You could also say they're on a different wavelength.
Ah, wavelengths. 波長が違う。Wave, 波の長さ。波長。
And that's very much used about a specific person. You know these people who are fun people to be around, but they're just a little bit different. And you want to say something positive, because it's not always a bad thing. You might just say, oh, he's on a different wavelength.
So it's not that one or like us is right and someone is wrong. So it's safer to say we're just different.
Yeah.
だから they are on a different wavelength.
Yeah.
As us.
Yeah. What?
Than us.
To us.
To なんだ。
On a different wavelength
to us.
Us.
They're on a different wavelengths to us. へえ、こんな言い方あるんだ。
I don't think you need to us from us. It's just they're on a different wavelength.
If you say it in Japanese, it's like, is it like, うちらとノリが違う?
Yeah.
Ah, they're on a different wavelength.
And that's a positive way of just explaining that person. Maybe just experiencing the world in a different way.
Experience the world in a different way. それもよく、do you say that in English?
That's probably the first time I've ever said that.
Okay.
Okay, that was just a quick follow-up episode to our Wase Eigo and our Shorakugo episodes.
はい、あの以前のね、和製英語そして省略語エピソードのフォローアップでした。
So if you are a new listener to 外資系裏技英語、you know, go back and check out. I think it was episode 16.
外資系裏技英語最近聞き始めたよというリスナーさんはぜひね、エピソード16まで遡ってこの和製英語エピソードぜひ聞いてみてください。
Yeah. Especially It's a no-go is a really, really useful phrase.
It's a no-go, ね。すごく便利な言葉ですよ。
And what you will find out, this is to all our student listeners, is whatever company you do join, there will always be one colleague who is a little bit KY.
なのかな、どこに行ってもね、KY な人というのはいるし、もしかしたら私たちも KY かもしれないし、
to
someone, like...Maybe we can be KY.
Yeah.
So it's really subjective matter.
Which is all the more reason to remember that everyone is a human being.
Yeah. So everyone is different.
Yeah. And be nice to everyone.
Yeah. Let's be nice to each other.
Let's
like
be nice
everyone.
To each other. Yeah. So on that kind of KY ending, shall we say goodbye, Terumi?
Yeah.
Bye. See you next week.
See you. Bye-bye. Bye.無駄をいらない裏技英語ずるく働きたい Thank you very much for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Rate and review us on the podcast store. And also, if you want to practice English, download Cambly and use the code URAWAZA in kanji. 今日も外資系裏技英語を聞いてくださってどうもありがとうございました。SNS では @裏技英語で Twitter、Instagram やっておりますのでぜひフォローしてください。そしてポッドキャストのアプリでも評価とコメントの方をしていただけたら嬉しいです。 星5つだと嬉しいななんつって、そしてですね、キャンブリーというね、ネイティブの英語教師といつでもオンラインで英会話レッスンができるというアプリもダウンロードしていただいて、漢字2文字で裏技と入力すると15分間の無料レッスンが受けられるので、そちらもぜひ試してみてください。
And if you like the show, tell a colleague.